Ladies and gentlemen, my name is
Scott.
Hey, yo.
Is that his younger brother? It's gotta be
Jeff.
The cream will rise to the top. Oh, yeah.
And you're listening to
all of the great action figures from our good friends at Hasbro.
The Fully Postable.
Have your own WrestleMania with all your favorite figures.
Wrestling figure.
He sold separately from LJN.
Podcast.
And we are the Mount Rushmore of professional wrestling.
Hey, welcome to episode 89 of the Fully Posable Wrestling Figure Podcast. My name is Jeff Singh. Alongside next to me is my real-life brother, not storyline brother, Scott. Scott, say hello.
Hello.
Scott, on the show, we've got quite a bit of Mattel, or I should say WWE news.
Yes, we do.
We also have Nostalgia, Bendy Figure, Series 5. You have a secret question, and we're going to be debuting a new segment. We're going to see how this one goes. We've been kind of kicking around trying to figure out how we're going to do this one.
Yeah, I think people will enjoy it, but I do have a request before we get started.
Yes.
When you say, Scott, say hello, I'll say hello, but then I also want you to introduce me as the winner of Budge Trivia.
Oh, man, I'm not going to live this one down, am I?
Probably not. So next time you ask me to say hello, real life brother, not storyline brother, and also winner of Budge Trivia, Scott. Scott, say hello, and then I will say hello.
So for everyone, head on over to Trivia with Buds on iTunes. Scott and I were playing trivia with Ryan Buds. That was fun, dude. That was a lot of fun.
That was a great time. He was nice enough. And we'll get into this as we start talking about our LA trip from this past weekend. But Ryan was nice enough to invite us into his home, do a game of trivia, not only between Jeff and I, but then Buds joined in. And you get to learn a little bit about Jeff and I that we don't get into normally here on our podcast. We keep wrestling figures, not much about us. But if you want to learn a little more about us, definitely check that podcast out. You can hear more information about Jeff and I, personal information, and also hear us go head-to-head in some trivia, which we had a blast doing. So definitely give that podcast a listen from Ryan Buds.
Ryan also does trivia down in Southern California. So for any of our Southern California listeners, if you want to head down, he's doing a trivia night. Just follow Ryan Buds on Twitter or on Facebook, and he always posts when he's doing trivia. Head on down there. It was a great time. I had so much fun playing the trivia. Even though I lost, I jobbed out to you, dude.
You laid down. You were looking at the lights.
Pin me, pay me.
That was a lot of fun.
The best way to support the show is head on over to whatamaneuver.net, pick up that Fully Posable Goes Retro or Fully Posable Classically Jack t-shirt. The other way you can help support this show, pick up a Fig Life pin for $10, or why don't you just make it a combo and get the Fig Life t-shirt and the pin for $20. 20, as Scott said last week, TWENNY, $20.
Yes, $20, shirt and a pin, your choice on size. Do it now.
Yes, we are limited to large, extra large, and 2XL. That's all we've got left. So get your orders in. Those are moving quickly.
Our DMs are waiting.
You can listen to any of our past podcasts, fullyposablepodcast.com, SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, wherever you get your podcast from. Please rate and review on iTunes. Scott, like our next submission, like GM Derrick said. He said, if you love wrestling or wrestling figures or oxygen, then this is your podcast. I can't imagine anyone knowing more than these two brothers. It's not a podcast you deserve, but a podcast we all need.
So if you're a human, you will enjoy this podcast.
This podcast is your oxygen.
I love it.
We are your lifeblood. We are your oxygen. We are your heartbeat. We are your milk.
We are your sunshine. Your only sunshine.
Thank you, GM Derrick, for sending that in. You can send us any audio questions, or anything else at all to fullyposablewfp@gmail.com. Scott, we have a bit of toy spotting. How do we structure this one?
Yeah, I guess we need to ask ourselves, Jeff and Scott, did you guys do any toy spotting this weekend? To which we would both respond, hell yes, we did toy spotting this weekend.
Do you want to kick it off?
Yeah. So we mentioned earlier that we podcasted with Buds. On our way to his house, we had to stop off at Walmart. I forget what we were there for, actually.
We got stuck in LA traffic on 110. Yes. And both you and I had pounded water, sodas, vitamin waters. We're open for sponsorship, guys, by the way.
Yes, we are. We also drank a little bit of Starbucks, if Starbucks would be interested in sponsoring. Red Bull. We had Red Bulls as well. Red Bull, if you're listening. So yeah, needless to say, all of those drinks needed to make a grand exit, and all of the LA traffic was not helping that cause, so we had to bounce off the freeway. And in doing so, it gave us a really good excuse to find a Walmart and do some toy spotting.
So we go into Walmart, and we head first we hit the head, then we head straight to the figures, and lo and behold, sitting down below, luckily you had found them. You checked down below, and there was a Seth Rollins TNF Elite and two Miss Elizabeths.
Yep, they also had the Jordan and Gable with the NXT belts still intact. They were not swiped yet. But yeah, they kind of stuck them underneath. They had a peg space available, but they didn't have any sitting up there. They had them stacked up nice and neat down below. Yeah, Walmart, nice and neat. Surprise. They were stacked up nice and neat down below on one of the shelves, and we spotted them and picked up two Elizabeths.
Then after that, you went and got a McDouble. By the way, McDonald's, we're open for sponsorship.
Yes, we are, McDonald's, if you're listening.
You went and got a McDouble. I got a soda, and we continued our trek to Ryan Budd's house.
Yep, and had the awesome pleasure of meeting Buds and his family. His daughter Annabelle didn't want much to do with us. I understand, she's three. My three-year-old was the same way. Got to do the podcast with Buds, and he invited us to go to Frank and Sons Collectibles with him after the show. So we recorded, jumped back on the freeway, sat in a little more traffic, headed over to Frank and Sons. Buds met us there, and dude, in one word, wow.
Frank and Sons in the City of Industry. That place is great. So just kind of give you a description of what Frank and Sons is. It's a huge warehouse with a bunch of little vendors. So it's basically a convention.
Yeah, you and I both are pretty much in agreement because we finished up podcasting with Buds at about, I don't know, 3:15, 3:30, somewhere in there. And we had made it over to Frank and Sons at about 4 o'clock. And they close at 5. By the time we got there, a lot of the vendors had already closed up shop. But yeah, we got to spend maybe an hour there. And you and I both agreed we could have spent another 3 or 4 hours there. No problem. Easily could have spent more time there. Just so much to see. And it was as soon as we walked in the door to our left, boom, a bunch of elites. It kind of reminded me, if you've ever been to one of the Wizard Cons, kind of how they have their stuff set up with the vendors, and they've got rows, and it's just one big maze of vendors and toys, and it's just overload. But this place is about three times the size of your normal Wizard Con. So a lot to look at. We had a ton of fun looking, and surprisingly enough, I'm the only one that walked out with something. Well, Buds did too, but between the two of us, I'm the only one that walked out with something.
I know. I almost picked up that Maddie Collector Loose Andre.
You should have.
I didn't want to break out the card as much as I knew I was going to have to that trip.
Yes.
I was low on cash, so I was like, nope, I'm not going to get it. I don't have the money for it, so I ended up passing. I kind of regret it a little bit.
Well, you know, the good news is that Sting is signing autographs there in November.
Yep.
And you and I have kind of been knocking around the idea of going back, so if we do, hopefully he still has that Andre available and you can pick him up, because they also had the loose set of Killer Bees there. They had the masks. It was the Jax Classic set, obviously, because Mattel hasn't made Killer Bees yet. And I think they had them for $35. I'm going to try to talk, if they're still there in November and we do go, try to talk the guy down to $25, because I really do want that loose Killer Bees set. But yeah, if you ever have the chance to go to the LA area, make it a point, go out of your way, head to Frank and Sons. You will not be disappointed. It is literally overload of toys. You name it, they have it.
Well, technically, they didn't have one thing. There's one thing of DC Justice League that special guest Sean is looking for, the Aquaman figure.
Oh, good point.
They did not have that. I had looked everywhere for that thing. I've been looking everywhere for that thing for special guest Sean. And
well, you and I did miss a corner of that warehouse.
Yes, due to time constraints.
Yeah, we missed a corner of it, so they might have had it. They also didn't have the new Alexa Bliss Elite, which I guess that's not too surprising. They did have the new, I don't want to call it real scale, but it's not, the new authentic ring with the Goldberg.
Yep.
The light-up ring, they had that, so we got to see that up close and in person. Just really, really a cool place. And like I said, Sting signing autographs in November, and right now we are knocking around the idea of going. So if any of our listeners out there are going to be going to that signing, hit us up, let us know, and we might be able to arrange a little meetup there.
We got there with TV time remaining, dude.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
After that, we ended up heading over to our hotel, and what a hotel that thing is, man.
Yeah, we were a little out of our element. Oh, but I forgot to mention what I got at the show.
Oh, yeah, my bad. I jumped ahead.
No, that's fine. I was able to score, and this is one I've been wanting to add since I got the Macho Man Defining Moments. I wanted a Miss Elizabeth to go with him, and when we were at Walmart, I was on the fence about getting that green dress Miss Elizabeth, and you're like, well, if you know, I'll probably take it and open it, so just get it. So we got it. So we left Walmart with two Miss Elizabeths. Well, at Frank & Sons, the guy had the really, really good condition loose elites had a Miss Elizabeth. And when I asked him how much, I was thinking he was going to say like 40 or 60 bucks. I just had to ask. He said 20. This is Elizabeth Elite 19. So a lot of series ago. When he said 20 loose, I had to. All right. So back to the hotel.
Yeah. So we get to the hotel. Now, this is the funny thing. So first off, there is a listener of ours. His name is Christopher Esparza. We've dropped his name a couple of times, but he set us up big time at this really nice hotel.
Yeah, it was way nicer than we deserved.
Right in the middle of downtown LA. Literally, we were, what would you say, dude, about half mile away from the Staples Center?
Maybe, yeah. It didn't take any time to walk over there.
Right. I mean, we were just right in the heart of downtown in this really nice, really nice hotel. So, Chris, thank you so much for everything you did for setting us up there. That was perfect, dude.
Yeah, Chris really hooked us up with that deal on the hotel. It was super nice of him. And it was funny, we were texting him or hitting him up on Facebook and just thanking him and letting him know what was going on. But that Saturday night that we're at the hotel, they've got that really fancy bar upstairs. And everybody's just dressed to the nines. And there's dudes that are, I mean, they've got a ton of product in their hair. And, you know, the ladies are all in dresses. And I mean, it's just like a nightclub atmosphere almost. And here we come walking through in shorts, wrestling t-shirts, and wrestling hoodies. Because that's how we roll.
I'm in shorts wearing a Fight Owens fight jacket.
Yes, and I'm in a WrestleMania 30 hoodie.
Yep. Dude, that was hilarious. Everybody's looking at us too, like we're like strangers, and we're like, don't look at us that way. We've got a podcast.
You know, we probably could have begged for change.
That's true.
I think we would have made out pretty well.
Yeah. So anyways, that was pretty cool. Saturday night, you were like, dude, I'm hungry, let's go. And I was like, okay, let's go get food. And you're like, where do you want to go? And I'm like, I don't know, let's just start walking. Because that's what normally editor and I do, is the second we get to our hotel and we're hungry, we just start walking. Unless we
just find something.
Yeah, unless we know nothing's around, we just start walking and looking for stuff. So that's what you and I did. And we walked pretty much through the heart of LA. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, wait, what's this taco stand? Or what's this taco shack, I should say. So you're like, well, I could go for Mexican food. I could see if they have a burrito. So we head over there. And the place is called Chica's Tacos, and it's off of 7th Street. Was 7th and Olive or something like that?
Yes, exactly.
So we go in, and you're like, oh, they don't have a burrito. It was just all tacos. It lived up to its name. And I'm like, dude, I don't care. I want food.
Yeah. You were not hangry yet, but it was coming.
Yeah. It was about to hit like a flurry, dude. And so we got the tacos, and those were some of the best tacos we've ever had, man.
They are literally the best tacos I've ever eaten in my life. They were so good. Chica's Tacos, if you live in the LA area, or if you're going to be visiting LA, go out of your way, go to Chica's Tacos. They are amazing.
They were so good, man. Just, oh, they were, I want to go back just for Chica's Tacos.
Yeah, Chica's Tacos, we are open for sponsorship. Just letting you know that.
So here's the cool part. So you and I are sitting out on the benches. I get a text from Dave Myers, one of our listeners, longtime listener. Let me rephrase that. I texted him. I said, hey, we're over at Chica's Tacos if you want to come down. He's like, yeah, I'm 20 minutes away. So Dave Myers, one of our longtime listeners, came down and just started hanging out with us.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
We're sitting outside. We're sitting on this little bench. People all around us just eating Chica's Tacos. And
yeah, hanging out.
It was cool, dude. Like, it was just cool. Dave's sitting there and he's happy to be there, and we're happy to have him there. And then I messaged James, and he goes, are you here? And he took a screenshot, and sure enough, it was Chica's Tacos. And I was like, yeah, we're there. He's all, my wife and I will be down there in 40 minutes. And sure enough, they came down. It was cool, dude. It was just like a little hangout, just talking wrestling and talking wrestling figures, and James and Shannon and Dave being there. It was cool.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I mean, we pretty much covered everything from LJNs to Hasbros. We talked wrestling figures. We talked wrestling. We talked PWG. And to Shannon's credit, she did not fall asleep.
Yeah, she was
actually fully engaged. In fact, showing us pictures where she was gluing on thumbtacks to Chris Hero's elbow pad for a PWG show, which I thought was awesome. That was kind of my mark out moment for the night. I thought that was great. Being a huge Chris Hero fan, I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, she was taking selfies with the elbow pad. I was like, that's awesome.
Yeah, that was really cool. And James came and he brought wrestling figures with him. He gave us a couple of sets of those. Oh gosh, what are they called?
Famous Scenes.
Famous Scenes. Thank you. The old Jack set. He gave us an Austin McMahon and was it Austin Undertaker?
Austin Undertaker.
Yeah. Gave us a couple of those. He gave us one of those old Power Slammer rings. David actually straight up just contributed to the show and completely unexpected on both parts. We don't ask for anything, but you know, you guys are so nice with your donations and your help that you've given us on the show. And every bit of that is just so greatly appreciated. In fact, you told David, you know, I don't want to take this, but, you know, you're insisting, thank you. This is actually going to buy us a new microphone to go with our new recorder that we just bought. So, I mean, everything that comes to us goes right back into the show and every bit of it is greatly appreciated. But just that Saturday night sitting around at Chica's Tacos with James and Shannon and David just talking wrestling figures and wrestling. Dude, we talked to 12:30 in the morning and it was just awesome. It was so great getting to meet with the listeners and it was almost an appetizer for what Nola's going to be.
Yep, exactly. And it was funny too, because Dave was like, I got into my car and I didn't realize how late it was. And you and I were leaving and we're like, what time is it? And we look, it's like 12:30. We're like, holy crap, I didn't realize it was so late.
Yeah, and we're like, we're hungry again.
Yeah. Went and grabbed Subway after that one, after eating 4 Chica tacos, dude.
Yeah, found the first, at least that I know of, the first 24-hour Subway. I didn't know those existed.
Where people were falling asleep.
Yeah, so we had to take it back to the room. People were sleeping on the tables. I guess that's allowed at that Subway.
That's okay. We had Key and Peele on, so we're good.
Exactly. We were all good.
Yeah, next day, woke up, watched a little football, went to the Staples Center. It was fun, dude. It was a good time. Staples Center was fun. That place was sold out. Unlike Oakland the week before.
Yes.
Staples Center was basically sold out.
It was. And it was loud. The crowd was raucous. They were ready for that show. I thought that they really brought it. And that impressed me because I don't want a California pay-per-view with a dead crowd. So they really brought it. It was a fun show. You know, I have my opinions about the matches, but I'll reserve those. But, dude, what a show. The crowd was into it. It was a lot of fun. We weren't able to meet up with anybody, unfortunately. Everything that we, all of our meetups were scheduled for Saturday. And then we pretty much hit the road after that. We hit up Fatburger, and then we got out of Dodge.
One thing we forgot to mention is that we found the worst Target in probably ever.
Yes, it was horrible. Literally horrible.
Right down the street from our hotel, there was like a little strip mall type thing, and there was a Target. And we walk in, and that was... horrible isn't even the correct word for it. It's like awful. I don't know any other words to describe how bad it was.
The worst.
Well said.
Yeah, it was the worst. They had some Samoans. I think 3 sets of Samoans and some Tough Talkers.
Yep, and that was it.
And that was it.
Yeah.
That Target was weak. But to their credit, they had a really, really small toy section. I would say it's about a quarter of the size of your average Target. So to their credit, they didn't have a lot of space. But, I mean, it looked like they had pegs dedicated to wrestling figures. They just didn't have any.
Yeah.
Really sad.
It was just such a small section. It was just pathetic.
Yeah. And we didn't get to hit any Toys R Us's. No other Walmarts aside from the one that we hit on the way there. So, obviously, no Retro Series 2. We're still hunting for those. But at least we just found those new TNFs, so that's good.
I got home at about 2:45 the next morning. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go to the gym because the gym opens at 5. I can stay up. At 3:30, I'm out cold, dude.
Yeah, I slept for a long time. That was a long day, dude, because we left Saturday morning at about 8 o'clock in the morning or so. We got to Ryan's at about 2:30, 3 o'clock, somewhere in there.
Yep.
And that was just a long day. I think we were finally in bed that night at around 3 a.m., got up the next day, did No Mercy, immediately just hit Fatburger, jumped back in the car, drove straight home. So yeah, I was pretty wiped out yesterday. It's a good thing I had the day off work.
So that was our No Mercy trip. That was pretty fun, dude.
It was a blast. Kind of a whirlwind trip, but we had a great time meeting David and James and Shannon. And it just, like I said, it was an appetizer to NOLA. And I'm just super excited to the meetup that we're going to be able to have there with all of our listeners. I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Again, like Scott said, Dave, thank you for the contribution to the show. You just literally bought a microphone for our new recorder. And
yep.
That means the world to us, man. I mean, You have no idea how excited I am to get this microphone. So, anyway.
Well, yeah, because we had just used one at Ryan's too. So
yep.
We know how good it's going to be.
Yep, exactly.
And thank you, James, for the figures, man. That's awesome.
Yep.
We loved them. It's cool to get those old figures in hand and just kind of, because it was the famous scenes. So it's got the little spy with the, or the little spyglass thing.
Yep.
And then the little strip of pictures and you get to run the thing. It's just super cool. And it's great to get those old Jax products in hand and just kind of check them out one more time. Thank you very much for the figures.
And they were on card.
Yeah, mint on card. Exactly.
Thank you, James. Thank you, Shannon. Thank you, Dave, for coming out. Ryan, thank you for having us over. Scott, we've got some news to make up because why? We recorded early last week.
Yes, we did. So we missed out on a couple things. See, it happens every time.
Every time. See, we're recording on Tuesday because I'm going to be in Vegas this weekend. So there's going to be some big news coming out. I'm expecting Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yep.
That's just the way it works.
It works that way every time.
Let's get into the news.
You didn't know?
Scott, I know that we are late to the show on this one. But pictures of Retro Series 3 came out last week after we recorded. So, of course, why not? So, pictures, Retro Series 3. AJ, he's in the Macho King pose, where one yes. arm's out, flexes. I called that one. That was the one I thought he was going to be in.
Yes, you did. I thought he was going to be Macho Man, but Series 1 pose.
Seth.
You nailed it.
Seth is in the Spring Action pose. I called that one, too.
Yep. Surprise. Another Spring Action.
This one I was wrong on. Dean is in the body press slam pose. He's got the white tank top with blue jeans on. I wasn't expecting that one. I thought, sure enough, he was going to have that spring punch arm.
Yes, that would have made more sense than a press slam from Dean.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where that one comes from, but okay.
And the biggest head scratcher, Goldberg, and he was in the spring action pose.
Yeah, the only pass I can give them on putting him in the spring action is it does do the spear. So you can kind of pull him back and bounce him into the spear. That's the only way that figure makes sense. But Dean's pose, and you said this, Dean's pose makes way more sense for Goldberg than the springy action.
I don't get it. We were talking about this actually on Saturday night with everyone. It's like they're thinking that these figures can sell themselves.
Yes.
Because of the nostalgia factor. But you kind of got to put a little bit more into it. It's not, oh, we'll just throw somebody into a spring action pose. Like Triple H in the spring action pose. What? I love right. the figure. I love the look of the figure. But why did you give him that action? That doesn't make sense.
No, it really doesn't. And Goldberg, the only way it makes sense is to do the little spear with him where you kind of pull him back and bounce him out. But the press slam makes more sense for Goldberg. Shoot, the Hulkaplex or the bear hug makes more sense for Goldberg than the springy action. And they didn't paint his gloves.
Yeah, that was the other thing. They didn't paint his glove. It's like, why did you guys do that? What's going on here?
Yeah, you can't start phoning it in this early into it. Like you said, they're not going to sell themselves. As if it's a crappy figure, people are going to pass. You know, I don't know if they're expecting, oh, they'll just buy all of the figures in every set. It's the whole nostalgia thing. Well, it is. But if it's a crappy figure, I'm going to pass. That's just the way it is.
And that's what you're doing with the Goldberg, right?
Oh, easily. Yeah. I'm not buying the Goldberg Hasbro or Retro. No way.
Then they also showed renderings for a WrestleMania series. So like what they did with the WrestleMania basics, battle packs, and elites, they're also going to make some retros. And they only showed three guys, I should say. They showed Macho. He's in black and white. They showed Sammy, and he is in Macho Series 1 pose. Macho yes. Hasbro, I should say, Series 1
yes.
pose. And Enzo. Interesting choice of people to choose for that WrestleMania. I wasn't expecting that, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, they look fine. Of course, it's more of a rendering of what the body's going to look like you mentioned with the poses. And then the heads were actual Mattel heads. So they weren't exactly to scale or anything of what they're actually going to look like. But if the bodies that they showed in those renderings are any indication, you've got the actions and you know who they're going to be. I'm kind of curious to where those are going to be released. If it's going to be exclusive to a particular site or a particular store.
I don't know. I know that all retros are now free game.
Yeah.
They're no longer Walmart exclusive. They're free to move about the country.
Right. And, it's funny. When we were talking with David Myers on Saturday night, he mentioned that his hope for this line was that it would be guys that should have had Hasbros. You know, for example, the Diesel from the Orange Card series. Well, we still might get that, you know, because you and I kind of brought up that maybe Target will get an exclusive Hall of Fame retro set. and they can start doing some of the older guys, like hopefully a Diesel, and if Jeff Jarrett ever enters the fray, you know, or they could do a Men on a Mission, something like that would be amazing. But we'll have to wait and see. It's kind of curious now that they've opened this lineup, who's going to get exclusive, if there are going to be any.
Macho and, okay, so Sammy was in Macho Hasbro Series 1 pose. It looked like from the rendering. I couldn't tell 100%.
Correct. Because
it was just, yeah, it was kind of a weird rendering. Macho and Enzo were in this weird pose where their hands were kind of out. It's so hard to explain, and they're kind of hunched over, it almost looked like.
Yeah, it's almost like the Hulk Hogan pose from Series 1, but the hands are like pointed. In Hogan's, it was almost like he was getting ready to do a test of strength. These hands were kind of off to the side a little bit, but the palms were almost pointing up. Kind of weird.
And as I said, Macho's in black and white. Sammy is in traditional Sammy gear, and Enzo was in white pants.
Yeah, it looks like the Enzo that's in that network exclusive basic.
Yep.
And the Macho Man looks like the one that was in that accessory set that came with like a DVD and the sunglasses.
Oh, yeah, 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 exactly.
That's what the Macho Man looks like.
Then this brought about great excitement for everyone. Loyal Subjects. Now, Loyal Subjects makes these miniature 3-inch little scale figures. They're known for making G.I. Joe. I forget who else they make, but they're movable. They have movable arms. They're known for making the G.I. Joe ones. Well, they're also going to be making WWE ones. So I'm going to go down the list real, real quick. And they're all blind boxes, I should say.
Yes.
So they're going to make Lesnar, Reigns, Cena, Flair, Sasha Banks, Seth Rollins, KO, Dean, AJ, Nakamura, Balor, Savage, Warrior, Piper, Austin, Sting, and Taker. For some reason, special guest Sean told me that they were like $15 a blind box, but you and I were at Walmart and we saw the G.I. Joes and they were only like, what, $6?
$6 for the G.I. Joe ones, yeah. So it does depend on where you buy them. You know, if you're buying them at trade shows or if you're buying them at Walmart or if you're buying them at Hot Topic, you know, it just depends on where you find them. Everybody's going to have a different price point. But I mean, that's great joy if Walmart's going to carry the WWE ones and they're only $6, because I want that whole set.
You want the whole set?
They look amazing.
They do. They are movable. They are posable.
Are they fully posable?
They are fully posable.
How about that?
Hell yeah, cowboy.
Cowboy.
Brian,
wearing a hat? Will you stop?
Brian Breaker says that on his podcast.
I'll have you thrown out of here.
Hell yeah, cowboy. We got to get that trending for Breaker. Just for Breaker. there are some I can do with that. Obviously, I want Savage, Warrior, Piper. Sting, yeah, I'll take Sting. I'll take a KO.
Others, okay, so who would furrow your brow if you opened up the bag and you got them?
Lesnar, Reigns. I guess I would be kind of upset about Dean. I think that's it.
Okay, so you'd be good with everybody else.
Yeah, I'd be okay with everyone else, yeah.
I'll mark out totally if I get Nakamura.
Oh, that Nakamura was cool. He's in the red pants and he has his hair flung to the other side with, you know, like typical Nakamura. So yeah. It looks so good. I was like, oh, that's the one I want too.
Yeah, you and I both need him. He is our number one pick in the wrestling fantasy draft. So we both need a Nakamura.
Yeah, he is. Scott, and then today, great excitement.
Yes, great rejoicing.
Today is Tuesday, and we'll remember this day. September 26th was the day that we finally saw our first Charlotte Elite.
Finally.
It also showed the new packaging off too.
Yeah, it looks really, really cool. I know I've read a lot of bad things about her face. I don't mind it. I'm going to get over it. It's fine. The robe is amazing. I think that this Charlotte, and every time I griped about them not having a Charlotte Elite, it was, okay, I'll be patient, but you'd better make it worth it, Mattel, on her first go around on Elite. They totally nailed it. I think that they did a great job on this figure. I absolutely want to get two. One to keep in package, one to open. She looks amazing.
She's in her WrestleMania 32 gear.
Yes.
The packaging looks like the Jericho You Made the List.
Right.
Also, if I'm not mistaken, this will be the first series with the Rob Schamberger paintings.
Yes, I believe that is correct.
Yep. Also in this line was Usos, Rich Swann. I know I'm missing a few. I've got to go back in my memory banks, but it's like Usos, Rich Swann.
I think Cena's in it.
Cena, Charlotte. I know I'm missing one. It's driving me nuts. But anyways, the packaging looks cool. It's just,
it does.
I kind of like the new packaging. It's okay.
Yeah, it looks good, I think. And Bill did mention this at San Diego Comic-Con, that there was going to be new packaging starting up soon, and here you go.
As I said, Charlotte will be in her WrestleMania 32 gear. She just needed a belt.
That's the only thing missing, is she does need the belt. And actually, this is the figure, I guess the two-up of this would be that Charlotte that came in that two-pack with Sasha in the Diva Dolls from Comic-Con. They basically shrunk her down, and here's your Charlotte, and she looks great. But yeah, you're right. Absolutely, she's missing the women's title. That should have come with this figure.
Way to drop a two-up reference.
Had to throw a two-up in there. You know, and actually, I think if they were to redo this one, they could put her in that green robe with the women's title, and that could be a defining moment. I wouldn't be surprised to see that one drop.
No FTC news this week. We are light on the FTC news. So, Scott, nostalgia, Bendy's.
Let's go back. 88 miles an hour. Go, time machine.
I came to play. There's a price to pay. Tough for you to get down on your knees. I came to play.
Scott, Bendy figures, Series 5. What you got?
Yes, Just Toys Bendems Series 5 consisted of Stone Cold Steve Austin. And for some strange reason, he was in black trunks and white boots. You had The Rock, Rocky Maivia, but he was actually in his Rocky Maivia gear. So he kind of had the little curly hairs on top, and he was in his Rocky Maivia wrestling gear. You also had Mankind in traditional Mankind outfit, and Farouk.
This was a pretty good set, man. I was impressed with this one. Austin, the white boots, though, that threw me off. Wasn't there, there was also a Jax where he had white boots on, too.
Yeah, just kind of confusing. Why white boots? It was as easy to paint them black as it was white. That would have been accurate, but that's weird. But I mean, aside from the boots, the face on it was really good.
It was. And that's the thing about these Bendem figures, is that they could miss on something, but you're like, oh man, these are cool. I just like them, you know?
Yeah, and they also started to go away from the smiley faces on this one too.
They did. They really did.
Those were starting to go out the window. This entire set was really well done. Questionable on the Stone Cold boots, of course, but if you're a customizer, that was easily fixed. My favorite one out of this set is probably the Mankind. I thought the Mankind was really well done.
Have to agree.
Yeah, and then the Rock, I thought, I should say Rocky Maivia, I thought they did a great job on as well. Even Farouk looked really, really good. Just a solid lineup. Solid, solid lineup. And the only kind of... Yeah, you kind of raise your eyebrow a little bit where the white boots on Austin. But aside from that, great line.
That rounds out Bendy's figure Series 5. Scott, you got your secret question up next.
I can't wait.
Yes, here we go. Scott, it is time for your secret question.
I'm sorry, what?
Your secret question.
Oh, are you talking to me?
Yeah. It's about Chica's Tacos.
Oh, yes.
I knew that would perk you up. No,
perfect.
No, it's not. I knew that would perk you up, though.
Before we get started, I just want to say, if the news was lighter this week, I think we would have stretched out the nostalgia segment to include Series 6 on the Bendems. But if next week is light, we'll definitely do two series on the Bendems. After we finished that segment, I was like, wow, that went kind of short, didn't it? Because we're only talking about four figures. It's not your normal, like, 5, 6, or 7 series. If next week's news is light, we'll do two Bendems. We'll start getting through this line a little bit faster. I feel kind of bad. I feel we gypped people on that one, but it was heavy on news and we had to talk about LA.
Tinseltown, hell yeah.
Exactly. All right, so next segment, moving on.
Next segment is your secret question.
Oh, fine.
Scott, out of all the celebrity appearances in every wrestling promotion, which one was your favorite?
Oh, dude, RoboCop, without a doubt.
Oh, dude, you took my answer.
Yeah, absolutely, RoboCop.
You sunk my battleship.
No, I'm just kidding. It was Chuck Norris at Survivor Series.
I do. Was it really?
No.
Oh.
Of course not. Oh, man. That's a tough one. You know, I actually thought Mickey Rourke fighting with Chris Jericho was pretty funny.
That was good.
You know me. I'm a nostalgia guy. So I've got to say Mr. T and Roddy Piper. That was one that actually stretched over two WrestleManias, and aside from Pete Rose, you can't say that about many people. So I'm going to have to say Mr. T showing up at WrestleMania 1 and WrestleMania 2. Honorable mention, absolutely going to Pete Rose, only because I'm more of a nostalgia guy than I am an Attitude Era WrestleMania guy with Pete Rose. But Pete Rose was hilarious every time he was in that ring.
Pete Rose killed it every single time. And whether
he
was dressed up in the chicken outfit, whether he was cutting a promo on Boston, and for some reason Kane comes down and just tombstone, was he chokeslam or tombstone, one of the two.
I think he did both.
Yeah, he might have done both, but anyways, I don't understand the heel heat that Pete Rose had, but it was great. He played it to a T.
Yes, he did. He was earning his money, brother.
Oh, hell yeah, he was, dude. I have to agree with you. Mr. T is great. Bob Barker for one show was just awesome.
He was good. Yeah, and who could forget that dude? I can't even remember his name. From Entourage, that came in and called SummerSlam Summerfest. Oh, Jeremy Piven. That's his name.
Yes.
Jeremy Piven. Summerfest. And of course, Barbershop Window made a shirt that said that.
Carl Malone did good. Dennis Rodman did good.
See, you're surprised I didn't say Kiss, right?
That was not memorable.
At all. And did you know that there was actually a New Year's Eve pay-per-view that was going to be Kiss and WCW, where they would have Kiss do a song, and then WCW would do a match, and then Kiss would do a song, and they'd continue that format until a pay-per-view was over?
Weren't they supposed to do that in 2000? When it was supposed to flip the clock over to the 2000 and Y2K was supposed to hit us? And
yes, I read that actually on WrestleZone, I don't know, probably 2 or 3 weeks ago, on an interview with Bischoff, and that was an actual pay-per-view that was on the table for New Year's Eve. What a debacle that would have been.
Nobody would have purchased that.
Well, I might have.
Really?
No.
I was going to say, I don't even think you watched the Nitro where Kiss was on.
No, I didn't. I actually didn't. I guess I really hated WCW that much that I wouldn't even watch it if Kiss was on.
Lawrence Taylor did good against Bigelow.
Yeah, that was very respectable. He held his own. I did not want him to win because, you know, football player.
Right.
But how about the fridge at WrestleMania 2, speaking of football players?
Fantastic.
When I was a kid, or I should say when you and I were kids, Fridge was almost like a superhero. You know, he was just a big dude, and he bowled people over, and he was catching touchdowns in the Super Bowl, and that dude was larger than life. He was a G.I. Joe figure. He was in WrestleMania 2's Battle Royal. He was facing off with John Studd. Like, that dude was a superhero when I was a kid.
What about Donald Trump at WrestleMania 25?
Who?
Moving on.
Right.
There was also me meeting David Arquette at WrestleMania 21.
Well, that technically was not a celebrity appearance at WrestleMania, per se, because it didn't happen in the ring.
Oh.
Right. It happened at a concession stand at WrestleMania 21.
Yeah, and I asked him if he was a former WCW world champion.
Yeah, instead of being like, hey, dude, I loved you in Scream, or hey, dude, I think your wife was amazing in Friends. No. The mark in you asked him if he was a former WCW world champion.
That was great, dude.
That was actually quick.
And then I offered to pay for his food. For some reason, people still laugh at me about...
They should, rightfully so.
Why?
You're offering to pay for a celebrity's food.
Yes.
When they make easily 11 million times more than you do.
At that time, they were making 11. Now it's about still 11.
Inflation.
California.
Right, right.
Yeah, that was hella funny. Dude. I was all... Hey, excuse me, aren't you a former WCW world champion?
Okay, and what was his response to that?
He laughed. But because the funny thing was, he was
David Arquette.
I did, dude. He started hella laughing. But the funny thing was, is before I asked him that, he was on his phone talking to Courtney.
Oh.
Yeah, and I'm trying to listen to their conversation. I was like, ooh, celebrity talk. What is this, you know?
You're like, hey, dude, ask her what she's wearing.
And I was like trying to listen. And then I was standing next to Sean's brother-in-law, special guest Sean's brother-in-law.
Uh-huh.
And I tapped him, and I was like, hey, dude, watch this. And I tapped him on the shoulder, and I said, excuse me, aren't you a former WCW world champion? And he turned, and he kind of got that David Arquette grin and started laughing. And he started laughing. He goes, yeah. And then he gets up in there, and he orders his food. He got, like, nachos and a soda or something like that. And I was like, hey, dude, can I pick up your tab? And he's like, no, dude, it's cool, but I appreciate that. Thank you. Like, he was hella cool, dude. He was hella nice.
Oh, that's nice. Very gracious.
Oh, yeah. But the best part is after he got his food, he kind of slid over to the right to let myself and special guest Sean's brother-in-law order our food, and had his food over, and everybody started running up with their new camera phones. And
digital, 2005?
New? Yeah, uh-huh. Digital cameras and all this stuff. Anyways, they were taking pictures, and he took a picture with every single fan. It was so cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was awesome. It was really nice. There was about 7 or 8 people that were lining up to take pictures with him, and he took a picture with every single one.
So which segment did you miss because of the David Arquette fiasco?
Big Show, Akebono.
Good call, dude.
Oh, yeah. That was a pee break match.
Good call. I still kick myself for not leaving during that match. Because yeah. The sight of Big Show's backside in that sumo gear still gives me nightmares to this day.
It's what dreams are made of right there, dude.
To each their own. I don't judge.
But I do agree with you on Mr. T and it stretching out over two. And the best thing was is Piper and Mr. T actually had legitimate heat. Piper actually talked about it in his book.
Yes, and it you could tell. It really came across. Like, Piper was not going to let this movie star walk into his profession and make a mockery of it. Piper wasn't going to let it happen. He didn't care what Vince said. And I respect him for that. But, dude, as a kid, when you and I were kids, Mr. T was larger than life. We talked about William Refrigerator Perry being a superhero type. Dude, Mr. T was on a whole nother level. Like, he was Mr. T. He pitied fools. You did not mess with Mr. T.
Yeah, exactly. You did not mess with him.
Like, it was legitimately believable when he got into the ring that he could pick up anybody and throw them out of the arena. Like, that's how larger than life Mr. T was back then. So as a kid, watching him show up and do any type of wrestling match, you know, and be in Hogan's side or at Hogan's side, that was just amazing. That was so cool. But kudos to Pete Rose. That dude, he absolutely 100%. Was super entertaining, did his job, came in there, took a bump or two, and just looked like $1 million. And it made Kane funnier and added more to Kane's character as well. So I think those are my two favorite celebrity appearances of all time.
So no RoboCop, huh?
You know, RoboCop made it as far as a joke, as did Chuck Norris. that's about all I can say. You know what? Steve Allen at WrestleMania 6, I believe.
Oh, the backstage segment?
Yes.
He did great.
You think so? I was about to ask if he was ever really funny.
No, but I thought that was a good little back and forth because that was with, I want to say the Bolsheviks?
Yeah, he did with the Bolsheviks.
Yeah, that was a kind of a funny backstage thing. It was cheesy. Looking back, it's cheesy, but it was kind of funny when I was a kid.
I went back and watched it. I was like, oh, dude, is this guy a comedian? What is he? His talk show host? I don't know what he was.
Morton Downey Jr.
See, and that's a question that I would actually like to ask Brother Love. Was that legitimate when that was going on in the ring with Piper and himself? Like, how much of that was real? Like, did they go off script at all, or was all that agreed upon ahead of time? Because that got really heated, dude.
Yeah, it did.
It got really heated. I want to know how much of that was real.
You were about to say another one?
Yes. How could we forget Bob Uecker?
Oh, that's right.
And constantly, he's still looking for Vanna White. Still, to this day, looking for Vanna White.
Or Pam Anderson at WrestleMania 11?
It's forgettable.
And Jenny McCarthy.
Forgettable. Come on. Bob Uecker was the man, dude. That's who it was about.
Remember when they did the OJ chase on WrestleMania 12?
Oh, gosh.
With Piper and Goldust?
Do we have to talk about WrestleMania 12?
Brett and Shawn saved that whole thing.
I 100% fully agree with you.
Taker and Diesel did okay.
They did do okay. You're right.
But Brett and Shawn saved that WrestleMania. That if it wasn't for Brett and Shawn,
yeah,
that would have been one of the worst WrestleManias of all time.
Yeah, and Razor wasn't there, and I was like, wait, what? I don't remember if he was injured, but I guess he had already made his deal with WCW, so they were like, nope, no more pay per views. Your next show, you're losing, son.
You're dropping out, dude.
Yeah, you're done,
Scott. Our next segment, it's going to be called the Fantasy Warfare segment. So we're going to explain it when we get back from the break. And we need music. Uh-oh, we need new music again. Oh, God.
Oh.
Each time I have to rack my brain for new music.
Okay, I think I might have an idea.
Okay, it's our Fantasy Warfare segment. Here we go. Scott, this is our Fantasy Warfare segment, and I'll let you explain how it's going to go.
Yes, so when we do this segment, Jeff and I will each pick a wrestler or tag team that we wish had made its way into a specific line like Hasbro or LJN. Somebody that we feel the company missed out on or had a good chance to make and just chose not to for whatever reason. Now, you may say, that this is the wish list zombie, but it is not. Okay, kind of, because we are making a wish. So, okay, fine. This is the zombie wish list, okay? But we're calling it Fantasy Warfare because it sounds way better than zombie wish list. Was that a good explanation?
It's pretty good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So okay, I will pick one guy. You will pick one guy or tag team.
Yes.
And then we will say, I wish that he was in this line, or they would have done a figure of him in this line, and then go into detail of what we wish he would have looked like.
Yeah, and this will more than likely be relegated to like Galoob, LJN, Hasbro, Remco, more of the older lines.
Yes. So Scott, I'm going to say, who did you wish for? But
who do you think that such and such should have made?
If you had a fantasy.
Wait, which podcast am I on right now?
This isn't the Adult Con one.
Oh, okay, good, good. Got confused there for a second.
Okay.
I'm just going to let that one die on the vine, dude. I'm not going to touch it anymore.
Yeah, let's let that one slide. Scott, who do you wish for?
I might have made this one before, and I'm going to avoid the low-hanging fruit of Smash and Barbarian in the LJN line, and I'm actually going to go Hasbro this time. And, you know, I went back, we talked about last week when we were discussing the Brain and how much we loved him and how we're going back and watching stuff on the network, and I was watching Survivor, an old Survivor series, could have been 90 or 91, and they were really, really pushing a tag team whose push ultimately died. And the tag team essentially died at WrestleMania 7 in 1991. And that was Power and Glory. All of that said, I really wish that they were big enough at the time that Hasbro was coming up with names for their first few series and their series one of tag teams that Power and Glory would have been included. They were actually pushing them quite a bit and they were giving them some pretty big wins. And could you imagine how cool Power and Glory would look in Hasbro form?
Oh, they would have looked awesome. White t-shirts, black trunks.
Yeah, even without the white t-shirts. And you could have put the sunglasses on them because they wore those cool sunglasses to the ring.
Yep.
I'm just picturing both guys, like you said, in the white t-shirts. You put Hercules in the Macho King pose. And or you could even put Hercules in the Hulk Hogan Series 1 pose. And you could put Roma in the Macho King pose or Macho Man Series 1 pose. And I think you have a killer two-pack right there.
I like that, dude. Way to think that one through.
I just love the whole look. You got the blue card Series 1 tag team, Power and Glory in their sunglasses, and that's your card back. And then on the bubble, Hercules doing Hulk Hogan Series 1. That's with the press slam over the head. That would be his pose or his action. And then Roma in either Macho King or Macho Man. I think those would be so awesome. And I've seen people do customs of them and they just look amazing. And I've seen people actually do the Mighty Hercules when he was a singles competitor. I've seen them do a singles Hercules and he looks great. But I just think as Power and Glory, that would just be so cool. And look at me wishing for a Paul Roma figure. How weird is that?
I know. I never thought I'd hear you ever say that.
Yeah, so that's my first pick right out of the gate.
I like that, dude.
Thank you.
So I also am going to go with I won't go tag team. It will be a singles guy. The person that I wish they would have made Dynamite Kid in Hasbro form. You and I were both thinking Hasbro's.
Yeah. My only thing is, though, at what point was Dynamite Kid done with WWE? Wasn't it around 90?
It was 89, 90. So I wish they would have snuck him out in the first series or made the British Bulldogs in the first series. Like, just gotten that out real quick.
Yeah.
I know they made Davey Boy. They made him in the white. And I love that look. I wish they would have made Dynamite in the white also.
Yes.
I'm just thinking about it. And he has to be in the spring action pose.
That makes more sense. Yes.
Dynamite was a high flyer. I'm just thinking of the slicked back hair. They could even put him in the blue. I would have been okay with the blue.
That would actually be my preference. I think their baby blue tights that they wore with the Union Jack on the backside, those are my favorite British Bulldogs outfits.
You think so?
Absolutely. And what would have been amazing is if they had done a British Bulldogs two-pack with Matilda.
Oh, man, you just took my wish list and ran with it, dude.
I'm that guy in that meme that's doing the little seasoning. The pose with the seasoning?
Salt Bay, I think it is.
That's just what I did to your wish list. Oh, I'm sorry, your fantasy warfare.
I think that was February's meme of the month, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that would have been amazing if they had been able to put out something like that. Because you got to think, they couldn't match him up with that Davey Boy that you discussed. Because Davey Boy had long hair in that one. And we both know, because we've griped about it, that Jack's two-pack of the British Bulldogs where they put Davey Boy with the long hair, when we all know Davey Boy didn't have long hair.
That's where quality control comes in.
Exactly. So that Dynamite wouldn't necessarily match up with that Davey Boy. So what would have been very cool is if instead of Demolition in Series 1 that they came out with, you know, in singles packs, it was actually the British Bulldogs in the baby blue tights, and you would have gotten your Dynamite Kid.
The only thing was is they didn't have Dynamite under contract at then. I don't think they had Dynamite. Right. I don't think they had Dynamite under contract until late 2007, I believe.
With Jax, yeah.
Yeah, with Jax, I should say. Because Mattel hasn't gotten the rights to make them.
Unfortunately. But who knows, dude? Maybe, you know, one of these years when they finally decide to put the British Bulldogs in the Hall of Fame. And granted, you know, you go back and look, the British Bulldogs ultimately did have a really, really short run in WWE. They're just so beloved and remembered because of what they brought to tag teams. Nobody had ever seen anything like them before. And when you had them and the Hart Foundation putting on these main event style matches, you know, everybody was just blown away because you were used to your slow plodding tag teams like your Samoans. And, you know, granted, Rocky Johnson and Tony Atlas brought a little bit something different. But then you had Adrian Adonis and Jesse Ventura as tag team champions, and or who, Adrian and who? It wasn't Jesse Ventura. They were in the AWA. I'm drawing a blank.
Me too.
Regardless, you were kind of used to your slow plotting tag teams. And when the Bulldogs hit the scene, it was just, wow, these guys are totally different and they're amazing. So their time in WWE was short-lived. They kind of burned out pretty quick. But for what they brought to the tag team scene, and they are one-time tag team champions, I hope that they do warrant a trip to the Hall of Fame. And with that comes video games and action figures. And fingers crossed, I really, really hope that Mattel is able to do a British Bulldogs 2-pack at some point.
By the way, on the network, did you see that they have a British Bulldogs versus Rock and Roll Express matchup?
On the network? You're kidding.
I was watching it the other day.
On the network?
On the network.
Who? What promotion?
It was AWA, but it didn't look like an AWA setup. It was weird. And you could tell that the voices were dubbed over, and they were dubbed over some Japanese commentary, which was also weird, but it's Bulldogs versus Rock and Roll, dude.
Okay, and where do I find that in the network? Where did you see it at?
It was actually on one of those never seen matches or something like that, or unforgettable.
Okay, I need to go hunt it down. I'll search it.
Yeah, it's only 10 minutes. They cut in during the middle of the match or kind of at the beginning a little bit.
Okay, I have to go see that.
Two of my favorite tag teams in the 80s just going at it. I'm mind blown, dude.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, I mentioned the Hall of Fame specifically because I think it was today, today being Tuesday the 26th, they announced that the Rock and Roll Express are going to be in 2K18.
You know what that means.
You're starting to sound like Luke Harper. It means you're buying a console?
It's no, that's not happening. Just don't have time, dude.
I get it. I understand. But look,
because life.
Well, yeah, because life, because money, because vacations. But with the Hall of Fame comes certain things that we love, video games and action figures. So hopefully the Bulldogs get put in within the next 2 years, or at least before Mattel loses their license, the WWE license, if that ever happens. But I really, really need some Bulldog Mattel elites, or even basics, a 2-pack of them would just be amazing. But I kind of want Matilda with it. Scott loved Matilda, dude. When he was a youngster, Scott loved Matilda.
You know what I was thinking about? You know what would be a good Comic-Con exclusive?
Besides Gobbledygooker?
Bobby the Brain with a straitjacket.
That would be good.
No, because Bobby with the weasel suit's already been done. No, Bobby in the straitjacket. That would be awesome.
From 4?
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Scott, we did have a few listener emails, but we wanted to talk about our LA trip. We will get to the emails next week. We promise you it will be part of a listener segment. So if you have any audio questions, send those in fullyposablewfp@gmail.com. Scott, is there anything you want to express feelings on?
Yeah. First off, I just want to say, dude, what a fun weekend with you. I really had a blast. It was great to get away just as brothers and hit the road, kind of do a quick little road trip down to LA and then come back up within a day and a half. It was just a blast. You know, Chris hooked us up with the room. Thank you, Chris Esparza. We truly appreciate that. You gave us a great deal. You got us a great location, a great room. Podcasting with Ryan Buds, we had so much fun. He made it entertaining. He invited us into his home. He offered me a beer. He gave you water. We got some killer pictures. We met his family. Just great experience with Buds. We got to go to Frank and Sons with him. And then getting to meet with James and Shannon and David on Saturday night. Just what a great experience. And then capping it off with the No Mercy pay-per-view, just, I had a great weekend with you. So I have nothing to complain about. I just want to say I had a great time with the listeners, a great time with Buds. Thank you, Chris. And thank you, Jeff, for a great weekend.
Mark.
You're an ass, dude.
No, thank you, dude. I had a great time. This was one of the funnest weekends I've ever had.
Yeah,
I mean, it really was. It was just from beginning to end, from the time I got in your car on Saturday morning to the time I got out of your car on Monday morning at 1:45. It was just so much fun, dude. From No Mercy in the pay-per-view to going to Fatburger to just walking around downtown LA looking for food, and all of a sudden here's Chica's Tacos.
Yes.
By the way, people go into Chica's Tacos and say you heard them on a podcast.
Yes, please do that. Tell them Fully Posable sent you.
Drop the name Fully Posable. You will not receive anything off like our Fully Posable code on Ringside. But just tell them you heard them on a podcast. That would be hilarious.
Just there were some marks in here on Saturday night. They love your tacos.
They hyped up your tacos. Now we're hella hungry for tacos, so let's go.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, it was just so much fun, dude. Literally, Saturday morning to Monday morning, it was just so much fun. And like you said, thank you to Chris. Thank you to Dave. Thank you for that contribution for the show. Thank you to Shannon and James for bringing out the figures. That was awesome. And that was another funny thing, dude. When we went back to the hotel after meeting up with everyone, we're walking through that hotel bar that we were just talking about where,
oh yeah,
everybody's dressed to the nine and we're carrying wrestling figures in a wrestling ring.
Yeah. Yeah, that was awesome.
Don't think we didn't get any looks for that one, right?
Yeah, here's a 30 and a 40-year-old man going back to their hotel room together carrying wrestling figures in a ring. What's up with that? But we had no shame. We rocked it.
I was just about to say that. No shame. But again, thank you, Scott. Thank you so much. Thank you for driving, dude. You did a lot of driving that weekend.
Yeah, I was happy to do it, man. No problem at all. We didn't stop talking the whole time either. You would think we had a podcast or something.
It was funny, too, because I was like, I think I'm going to fall asleep on the ride home. Dude, I was up. I was ready to go. I was ready for the car ride home. So, but thank you for the driving. Thank you for the great trip, dude. I'm glad we were able to get away, do this trip. It was good to get away with you. Usually it's the editor and I, and we were able to make it you and I for the first time in a long time to get away to go to a show together or just do a road trip like that.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
The best way you can help support this show is head on over to whatamaneuver.net, pick up the Fully Posable Classically Jacked or the Fully Posable Goes Retro t-shirts. You can also purchase the Fig Life t-shirt and pin combo for $20. Scott, what can you get for $20 nowadays?
In California, a gallon of gas?
Yeah, you can't even get Taco Bell for $20.
No, dude, Taco Bell don't feed anybody for $20. But with your $20, you can get a shirt and a pin. You should do it.
Boom. Look at that. Shirt, pin, combo, $20. Yeah.
Rock the Fig Life.
You can follow us on Twitter, YouTube, Snapchat, and the Book of Faces at Fully Posable. Instagram, Fully Posable, WFP. You can go back and listen to any of our past podcasts, fullyposablepodcast.com, SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, wherever you get your podcast from. Thank you to GM Derek for putting in that review about a year ago on iTunes. Thank you, kind sir. That meant a lot. And again, next week we're going to squeeze in a listener segment. So send in any audio questions like Brandon did last week. And again, thank you, Brandon.
Be cool like Brandon.
To fullyposablewfp@gmail.com. Scott, for episode 89, anything else?
Happy toy hunting.
#FigLife. And I should have said this last week, but RIP Bobby. Adios.